In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. From today's gospel, that our Lord Jesus Christ would be seen speaking to a woman in public, especially a Samaritan woman, since the Jews had nothing to do with Samaritans, was remarkable in itself. And the conversation begins on a human level. The Lord Jesus displays his human nature in that he was tired and he had been traveling and he was thirsty. So he ignores the societal taboos of the Jews and asks this Samaritan woman to give him a drink of water from Jacob's well. The woman was amazed that he would make such a request, since she was very much aware of the forbidden interactions between Jews and Samaritans. So this initial interaction is strictly at the human level. This changes when our Lord answered her question regarding Jews and Samaritans by revealing himself to her as the Messiah. And he elevates his request for physical water to the heavenly realm by proclaiming that he, as God, could give the water of eternal life that would pour forth from the innermost chamber of her heart and soul and satisfy her thirst forever. She says, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to this well to draw." So this Samaritan woman is still relating to what the Lord Jesus has said about water in an earthly, humanistic way. She has not been enlightened, so to speak, at this point in this conversation. Christ had met her where she was. But for him to take her to a heavenly perspective, he had to probe into her soul. He tells her to go call her husband. She said that she had no husband. She didn't tell a lie. She just didn't tell the whole truth. What she didn't say was that she had had five husbands, and she was living with yet another man at the time. She was amazed and said, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." Probably one of the greatest understatements of all time. And then, interestingly, she brings up the question about where God is to be worshipped. The Lord says that the time is coming when true worshipers will worship God in spirit and in truth. After this exchange, something happened to this Samaritan woman. She changed. Something very profound happened within her soul. She became filled with zeal for God and gave such strong testimony for what Christ had done for her that many Samaritans believed in him as the Messiah. The tradition of the church holds that this Samaritan woman became none other than Saint Fotini, the evangelist, the great evangelist and martyr. St. John Chrysostom wrote that she left her water pot, which was no small thing in that was a desert land, because she was so caught up in what Christ had revealed to her about herself and him and his kingdom. He likened her leaving her water pot to the apostles leaving their fishing nets, their means of livelihood. She was so full of joy over the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ that she aroused an entire city and brought many to Christ. So full of God's grace was she that she was not ashamed to refer to Christ as he who exposed all of my sins. "Come and see for yourselves," and many did. She said, "Even though I had many sins and gave him innumerable reasons to have nothing to do with me, he gently exposed the darkness in me and ignited my heart with love for God and my fellow man." What the world saw as forbidden and condemned, our Lord Jesus Christ anointed with grace, forgiveness, and an undying love for mankind. This is but one of countless testimonies, dearly beloved, countless testimonies of lives that have been transformed by God's love and forgiveness, and in thankfulness exercised zeal for God. All of us are called to this zeal. This is not limited just to a few. This is what normal life is in Christ. This is what it means to be a Christian, is to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our strength, with all of our soul. For each and every one of us, God wants us to seek this water of life. That is the life in the Holy Spirit, seeking His kingdom. If you have trouble believing that Christ can or will come to you, just as He did to Saint Fotini, just reflect on the many broken, misguided, sinful people whose lives became so filled of good works that spoke of God and became known as saints. We have some hanging on the walls of our church right now. Many, if not all of these, almost certainly had their own doubts about God's love for them. But when they encountered our Lord directly, they knew that He loved them and would never leave them. This is what happened to Saint Fotini. Her eyes were finally opened. In this conversation, she began strictly on a human level. But once the Lord God came into her soul and illuminated it with His light, she was transformed and she was changed. And she became a new person. Yes, truly, He is able. He is willing to satisfy our thirst for Him. But we must do our part. May by the grace of God we be filled with this same zeal and determine what the will of God is for us this day and forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.